Okay, good morning, everybody.
Okay. All right, we're up to Meshain Aleph Siftalid. Also litom klum kodem sheikadesh. Hey, so that's what I thought. Fine, up to hey. I did a show last night, I don't remember. Shnayim shayoshayisim. From a bow in the Kaddish, right? We said before, if someone's that Shkia, a person's eating a Suda, he has to stop. So that's why they're not having a Suda, they're just, you know, they're drinking wine, whatever. From a bow in the Kaddish, and they realize, oh, it's Shabbos here, let's make Kiddush Hayom. Nesar leim lishtoi tachi kachu. If they were started by Heter, they can continue drinking, but if they said, oh, time for Kiddush, then they can't drink until they make Kiddush. We also lachzor lishtoi kodem sheikachu. And if they want to go back and start drinking before they make Kiddush, that's not allowed to. But they did anyway. it's a little bit of a funny halacha, because it's like we're talking about, you're pasking for people who are being over on the din, but al kopanim kacha, that sometimes the Shulchan Aruch understands that people, you know, whatever, it's better. Fine, they drink, at least they should make a bracha. You know, even though they make a bracha on an aveira, but this is not, I guess it's not the biggest aveira. It's, I go, Adam Sheshachach L'Kaddish, Ad L'Achar Sheberach Birchas HaMaitzi, someone who forgot to make Kiddush, and he came and just made HaMaitzi and whatever. And Nizgar Kodem Sheachal. And he even remember right before he started eating, you know, hamoitzi, he kaddish ala pas achakach yoichal. First, he should make just say the bracha of kiddush and then eat. Avabah havdala yoichal tchila hare aim avdin ala pas. But if it's havdala, he started eating lav malka and realized, oh, I didn't make havdala, then he can't make havdala on pas. He has to stop and then he made hamoitzi. He realized, oh, I didn't make havdala. He has to finish the bracha, eat, and then make avdala because it doesn't work on pas. In gamar suudas levakidish hayayim kodim sheberech birchas hamazon. If you finish a suuda and then it's shkia before you say birchas hamazon, varch birchas hamazon al kos rishon, make birchas hamazon on the first kais, achrach oimer kidish hayayim al kos sheni. What should he do? He should make if he's about to say Birchas HaMazon, so he should say Birchas HaMazon with one kais, and then make Kiddush after. But Tzarech Lahaskir Shal Shabbos, Birchas HaMazon, Av Yishim Varech Kodem Kiddush, because even though Kiddush is at Zohar, that's making whatever, but just like by Tefillah, you mask your Shabbos before you make Kiddush, so during Birchas HaMazon, you will mask your Shabbos before you make Kiddush. And
if you didn't eat on Shabbos?
I'm Chorvat Asa. That's talking about eat on Shabbos. I'm not he has to eat something on Shabbos. I'm not sure. It's mashma not. But so you go right now, it's Shabbos, you have to mask Shabbos. Now, could be here in the beginning of Shabbos, it's different because once Shabbos sits, he has to. If he doesn't need tefillah, he has to say, "Okay, it's Shabbos." Like by so it could be it's a little bit different because if he didn't say Shabbos, he's not chozer. It's not, but he should be because of Kiddush Hayom. Meaning, if he's making Birchas HaMazon, he should say Masker Shabbos. But it's not a chiyuv. It's not like, you know, we say, "Oh yeah, you forgot it," or whatever. It's a chiyuv, but it's not. It's something coming from a different place. Now you don't do Shabbos. That's why you're about to tchila sasuda. When he started. So this is like you were saying. I think it could be that he didn't eat anything. If he ate anything after shkia, then that's a hemshach of the suda. But if he was just about to say birchas hamazon, then the Rambam says no. You go by the tchila sasuda. Yesh machlokes in yito mikosha birchas hamazon kol mishikadesh. It's a shaila whether you go ahead and drink a little bit from the kosev before kiddush. It's a bit unclear about whether you should mean it's therefore probably you
why wouldn't you, because the meal that you already ate, so
Oh no, that right. So that's the thing, is that you wouldn't, that the place can bring down that the Rav, whatever, that that since you ate already, that you're, it's Makom Suda. Your Suda was before, but it's Makom Suda. However, it's a machloikis, so I'm saying, what do you mean? It's not. No, I don't think so. It's just because it's a Makom Suda. Yeah. So, the Yishalmi, the Af Begmars Udasoi, Enim Vavarach Bechasam Azam Tchila, and some say that even at the end of the Suda, he doesn't say Bechasam Azam, and the Paris Mapu Makadesh Vavarach Anoitzi. He shouldn't, even Gemara Suda, he finished everything, he's Masalik the Shulchan, he shouldn't say Birchas HaMazon. You tell him the din is, he should just instead take challah, cover up the challah, and make Kiddush, and then make Hamoitzi again. He should have to do that. V'il Eichel Ma'at, V'yachar Kach, V'varach Birchas HaMazon. Agavach, you know, given that we said before that could be a Shiloh, should he eat after or not, but this is the way you should do it. L'hoitzi, it's Dasha, Plukta Svar Rishona, because there's a Machogis, do you have to eat more, do you have to bench, do you have to, what? It's a whole complex. So it's better to go ahead and to just be motzi everyone and just make kiddush and bench and motzi again. Ava bisha also litam kodem kiddush, even though it's also to taste something before kiddush. Im ta'am mekadesh, even if he ate, it doesn't mevat of kiddush. It's not like a tainis where if you ate something, oh there goes the tainis. It's if you ate, even if you ate a whole meal before, you could still make kiddush. Until the morning, right? Even if you ate a whole suda and you realize you forgot, so then you still make afterwards. In lo kiddush b'layla, if you didn't make kiddush at night, bein shavu mei memezid. Or let's say a person's sick, the owner, he can't push, he can't eat anything, or he slept through the whole night. He didn't. He slept before shkia, slept through the whole night until the morning. So. He can make kiddush the next day. Kol hayoyim, he can make kiddush the whole day. Right, say someone's sick at night, he can't eat, or like I said, he's out of it for, you know how much sick, he's out of it till the next day, he can make kiddush then. Hagav oimer kol kiddush shalayla, milvad vayichulu. You don't say vayichulu because that's the thing at night, but you say the regular kiddush the whole day. I guess even until, let's say it's shortly before shkia, he wakes up, you know, shortly before Shkia, or he can't eat any, whatever it is, it's shortly before Shkia, and you know, before Motzei Shabbos, he could still make Kiddush. Vayichulu you don't say, because Vayichulu is only by night, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're Shabbat Meshita for the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you stop doing Melacha, but that already was passed already. Tzar Shetiyam. It's a good question. I mean, listen, if you did in the morning, you can still make the second kiddush of the day, lechora later, but, I don't know, it's a good question. I don't know. You have to be sure there's, cloth or tablecloth under the bread, or mapa acheres prusa al gabav. Mitalik like the mon, there's tall underneath and tall on top. I mean, the meaning is to have a challah board under, and that's how we're yotzei, and we cover the top. There's a whole discussion about what's the best way to go ahead and to cover it, and because part of its cover, you shouldn't make a motzi. Mishabur brings down that could be the best way to do it is you make that when you see actual hamotzi, you uncover the challah just a little bit, so it's challah on it, and when you come to Shem Hashem, you pick it up, then you put it down. I don't know if people are so machmed on it, I think the meaning is just to pick it up or whatever, but that's when the kudah is, could be, you should be sure one piece of the challah, part of the challah is magula, it's better for the bracha to be challah on that.
Why can't it be completely magula
at that time? Because there's an Indian, it seems to me there's an Indian that you have to make hamotzi, you have to see the food.
No, I'm saying, why can't it all be magula?
Oh, no, because it's like Zeichel Laman. That's Mechusa. Bachel Lebracha, yeah. Motzi Lechem in Arit, Melech Lebracha, you have to Zeichel Laman. Mekadosh al Kois Malayayin. You make a Kiddush on a full cup. Shlo Yeh Pogum. Malay doesn't mean it has to be up to the top. That's a discussion. But it shouldn't be Pogum, meaning you shouldn't have drunken from it. Ratan, Kol Mashaton, Koshil, Birchas Hamazon. All the levels you learn before you get Birchas Hamazon, include Atara, all these things, Shitos. All these things. And he says, Vayachulu standing up. Then he says, and then Kiddush. Because Vayachulu, you say it's like Eidos, so you should stand up. And then you say Borpriyagofen and Kiddush. Agaviachulama b'shas of Kiddush. Ramal says, you are allowed to stand b'shas Kiddush. Vayachulu, but it's better to sit down for Kiddush. Because you're mitzi people with hagafen, everyone should be. It's sitting is more of a kviyas. We see men in Ches Brachos. V'nogim leishev apeshas ve'yom ve'yachulu, and this is the minig in Ashkenaz was to sit when they say ve'yachulu v'achish v'aschil oinding sas v'chol Hashem. If you do sit, this is your minig to sit, so you should like stand up a little bit before. Ki v'aschil yom hashishi v'yachulu Hashemai nirmas. Hashem Rosh Hitabu, so this should like, you know, jump up a little bit, so that, Kabbalah Hashem, Kushamaskil, Ite Enav Veneris, and when you start, you should look at the Neris, Vayachulu, Vishas Kiddush, Bekois, and when you say Hagafi, you should be looking in the Kosher Brach, Rochein Nirali, because it's a school of refuas inayim. Either one, for looking at the neiros and looking at the kol shel bracha, the Gemara says it's a school of for that any eyesight he lost by doing psia gasa, by running or walking quickly or whatever, gets it back by looking at Kiddush. Now there is another minig which a lot of people do, and it's to stand for vayichulu and to sit for Kiddush. Because then there is a meaning like that, because you're doing Eidus, and also you're sitting, cause like the Ramal says, you should have a Kvius, so you'll say both. He may know Ela Kois Echad, if he only has one Kois, Kaddish Bobalaila, he no Torah Mimenu, Shalif Gomenu. He has one Kois, so he should make Kiddush on it, but don't drink from it. Yes, he doesn't. Yes, you shouldn't say Hagofen. And the shofik chimenu l'adal. This is a gavin. The shofik chimenu l'kois acher. He spills a little bit into a different kois. I guess it has, if it has more than a shear, I don't know. With toyim yain shof kiddush mi'akol sasheni, and he's toyim yain from the kiddush ulamachar mekadosh mashenisha b'kos vishim. In loyavo ele revis. However, right, if it's only mamash or revis, b'tzimtzum nechsa chimenu b'layla mozgal l'machar shimim revis. You can put a little bit of water in l'shimim revis. And it could be, again, if it's not watered down, it really depends. I know by grape juice, Yoshev holds, you put a little bit of water into, you know, already water, the regular grape juice is already watered down, it can then cause the shadows of the bracha. But you can put a little bit just in Mashal of the Shir. This is all talking if you have another Kois Avdallah. You should save the Kois, you know, for Avdallah, because you can make a Kiddush on Pass. Shikada shalav lo yeh lo yeh lo yeh lo avdala. You won't have yain for avdala, and you also leave out kiddush during the day. Vim yesho shnei koyses from tzumtzamim acher meziga. Yikadosh b'layla be'echa v'yavdala sheni lo yikadosh b'yom. The kiddush alayla adif and kiddush ayom. Even though the before the suda's adif, but the kiddush is not. It comes after the kiddush alayla. No.
So why wouldn't you make Kiddush on Pass for the night meal and then use the Kos for the day meal?
It seems like that Kiddush on Yayin of the night is Kodem to Kiddush on Yayin. Yeah, Kiddush on Yayin during the day as opposed to Pass.
Can you make Kiddush on the Kodem?
On what?
Can you make Kiddush on the Kodem? That's what you did spit out.
No, Pogba, we can't, it's, You can't make kiddush on a pogum cup. That's a kosher bracha can't be on the pogum. After you make kiddush on the kais, then to yadav mivarech al tiyosadayim. Then you wash tiyosadayim. Mean not to yadav kodem kiddush, but if you washed before kiddush, goli daide derifta chavivale. You're showing that you want bread more. Velo yikadosh al yaya al pas. It shows that you're chaviv more on the pas, so you should make kiddush on the pas. It's more chaviv. Generally, the wine you're more chaviv. But here you should make on bread. Agavi yishon the chachil yishit liyad of kodem or kiddush or the kaddish al yayin. The shitas Ashkenaz is that you can wash before and make kiddush al yayin. Chayin minig pashim indeed is elu. That was the minig in all the everywhere in the time of the Ramav. In the shana yisvak below Pesach which is bar. However, again nowadays it's only the yekes who are makbid on it and wash before. Everyone else washes after. When you drink kiddush, you have to drink a shear of b'lo lugmav, which is rov v'vis. B'lo lugmav is like your cheek filling up. It's enough that you see a bump in your cheek if you move it all to one side. Rubo shel v'vis, right? That's rov v'vis. Like I said, the shear, I guess you can figure it out. If you drink enough wine, you can put it. Listen, a person can sit and measure everything in the rov v'vis, and that could be.
It's
not very much, right? But Akhoban, if you don't know how to measure it, you don't know the shear or whatever, so as long as it's enough to puff out your cheek. I mean, the discussion goes by big person, small person, but Akhoban, our kleisus nowadays are generally more than in revis. Although kleisus in Europe were barely a revis. If you ever seen a kleisus in Europe, it's not my grandfather's becher. It was very small. They didn't have money for a becher. They had money for wine. It wasn't the whatever. The story says of Dessler that he got a kleisus from his shver. Because kiddush, it was like small. So when he moved to Bnei Brak and the Chazon Ish held that this is less than the shear, he wanted to switch. But he said, "Okay, covered his wife. He's not going to switch. Once his wife was lifter, he bought a new coast to Leotzi with Chazon Ish." In Lotam Hamakadosh, if the Makadosh doesn't drink at all, Tam Echabim Masubin Kol Lugma Vyatza. He doesn't want to drink, but he gives it to someone else to drink Kol Lugma Leotzi kiddush. However, you can't do it to two people. Get mla lugmav. The standard is a mitzvah that everyone should go ahead to have a little bit of a te'ima from the yain of kiddush. They didn't. But mitzvah v'namuvchar. Some say, no. What do you mean? If everyone drinks a little bit, it's enough for the shir mla lugmav. You also. The shtiyas kulam and starif is like a shir. Some say it is with starif. I go, any 17 mishim lo tam makadish lo yatsa. And I get both for shitas that if makadish doesn't drink, then it's not yotze. V'roi locho shidivrayim, he should be sure he drinks a little bit. Dafka b'kiddish. Ashar dvarim tunin kovs modin nagoin desagi b'timas acher. And the other kosher bracha, birchasamaz, and all these things and whatever. So we reminded that you don't need that's enough for everyone else. Just like kiddush by Shabbos, he has to go ahead and he has to go ahead and drink a little bit. Obviously, if a person's sick and he can't, he makes kiddush and gives it to someone else. It's okay, but he have it. And if a person's sick, he can't drink any wine. So then, also he's also yotze. As long as he hears the bracha, whatever, he needs to eat something. So he'd be yotze with that as well. Kiddush v'kodem shatam hisik b'dibur. He made kiddush and before he drank, he spoke. Choizer v'varech bar pirag often. It's a masik to bar pirag often. They don't talk last word of the kaddish. They just have to go over kiddush. Who added in nishbach hakoyis kodem shiito v'menu? Right, if it's spilled out. Yavi kois acher mevarach alav bar priagofen. You should make like any other hilchos brachos for priagofen again. Ein tzarich lachzor l'kaddish, because even though Even though we say that, we say that the Kiddush is on Yayin, but still there's two dinim over here. There's the Kiddush, which they were masakin to be on Yayin, but then you still have the Birchas Zanen, the person has to think about. Right, they'll bring that if you don't have anything else, you can also say on the Yichvan Medina, but it also says that you only have to do it if you don't have a bottle of wine in front of you. The bottle of wine is in front of you, it's chal on the bottle of wine also, like we had by the case in the Birchas HaMazon. If a person makes a bracha on yayin, if there's yayin on the table, it's chal on all the yayin on the table. Then you could just take from there, and that's okay. Lo yitzer ena masuvin kodem shiito makadesh. They shouldn't drink before the makadesh drinks. Ivhem zkukin lakos. So that's only if he's going to pour out of his kos to everyone else's. Shemimim lakos. Shabiyadon mekonim or pgumim doesn't make a difference if he pours out. Aval imay lham koses yain sheena pgumim. If he filled all their koses before kiddush. And they're not pagumim. Rishayim lishto yitzkodim shiyishter makadesh. They can drink before, they're not totally on his kais. Now they do bring down that if I remember from Birchas HaMazon, that if there's a discussion whether they should have a revis, staff can have a revis in the cup or not, do not have to take from the makadesh. This is a little machlokes achronim. The Dusha brings in Nissim says no, other people say yeah. It's better if they don't each have a revis in the cup, to go ahead and to pour from his cup. But if they all have a revis, and if they don't, but all have a revis, then you don't have to pour from the Makadosh at all into their cups. So for example, if let's say you're by, you're at a big Suda or something, you're not gonna get Kiddush from the Makadosh. In big yeshiva, who knows what you're gonna get and not gonna get. If you pour a cup beforehand, revis, so then you can just drink and you're okay with that. You don't have to wait hefsek 5 10 years for 10 to get it. Ain't zarech lishpach mikayis hamakadosh achayis yayin shelifnei hamasubin. You don't have to spill because of the makadosh to the their koyis. Only if they had pagumin. If they had their own cups before, only if they're pagumin. Shaz zarech lishpach l'chol kos v'kos v'yishishu kula mikayis she'enu pagul. Right. However, again, if they're empty, you have to pour it. If they're pagumim, but if they weren't pagumim, then you can go ahead and just pour before, and they're all yotzei kiddush. No, time we start 15. Yeah, okay, that's later. Right. Sure.